Bruce Willis became a pop culture hero in 1988 with Die Hard. Now he returns as Detective John McClane for a fifth time in A Good Day to Die Hard.
Is that John McClane or John McCain? The yippee-ki-yay cop turns 58 next month, but the filmmakers have made him more invincible than ever. Here he vacations to Moscow, where he runs into his estranged CIA agent son.
Jack!
Dad?
The father-son dynamic is like Indiana Jones in The Last Crusade, but while that was wrapped in a fascinating quest for the Holy Grail, this is trapped in a paper-thin plot. The villains are after some kind of file which contains some sort of evidence that somehow sparked Chernobyl. Why describe a plot when the screenwriters don't even care to? As Willis crushes cars like a monster truck, killing more innocents than bad guys, Carl Winslow would have shot him for collateral damage. It leads to a swimming pool finish that's all splash and no substance compared to Sunset Boulevard or Let the Right One In. Bruce should stick with original concepts like Looper and stay away from The Expendables 3. Zed's dead, baby, and Mr. Willis is ready for his close-up. He still sees dead people, and boy, do they die hard. I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley giving the fifth Die Hard 1.5 out of 4 stars.
All right, I'm going to see it anyway.